Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help control lipedema with lymphatic system detoxification. Years ago, I rarely heard of lipedema. Now I hear from clients all over the world who are trying to find answers to their swollen legs and bodies. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned doctors who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Then I learned about pH, whether we're acid or alkaline, and realized an acidic pH is slowing the lymphatic system, making us toxic and sick. In my opinion, an acidic pH and its effect on the lymphatic system is a missed contributing factor in lipedema. On my website, my virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, and as well as my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, all explain how an acidic pH is slowing or stopping your lymphatic system. Understanding this missed science, I developed Lymph Practic. It's a fully closed session that gets to the root cause of your problem. I, over a few series of getting your lymph system activated, we reduce inflammation in your body. And really, no matter what your health problem is, we feel better. Because remember, inflammation is really the root cause of many problems, even in lipedema. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. You know, over the past 24 years, I've worked with the lymphatic system, helping many health problems. I've often worked with swelling and lymphedema, and I hardly heard of lipedema. Now I'm hearing from many more women around the world with lipedema as awareness and the problem are growing, and it really is a problem. Just heard from a woman in Spain, and she says it's rampant. Women have lipedema. So it really is a problem that is worldwide. There are many problems associated with swelling in the legs that we see and hear, pain, spider veins, varicose veins, and cellulite. But these all have to do with a slight lymphatic system congestion in the legs. When the lymphatic system becomes further compromised, you can have more severe problems with swelling with lipedema. Well, what is lipedema? Lipedema, or lipoedema, which is how they say it in Europe, is an incurable, which is what we have until now, until new research is coming out, chronically progressive buildup of fat that occurs almost exclusively in women. It starts in puberty, so I'm sure hormones play a small role, and the disease continues to worsen over time. Some with lipedema notice occasional swelling as a teen, and now later in life they are swelling more consistently. If you catch lipedema early enough, you have a better chance of controlling it. Lipedema causes an accumulation of fat in the subcutaneous tissue that affects the lower limbs from the buttocks to the ankles. You can actually get little hard globules of fat. The legs may also be sensitive and prone to easy bruising. In some cases, the upper arms can also accumulate distinct patterns of fatty tissue above the elbows, and it really is distinct. Once you see this, you'll be able to be aware of it. So it's not just in the legs. It also can be in the elbows, but also in the arms and the back. So lipedema is really little known, under-recognized, and generally misdiagnosed as simple obesity. Now, I have witnessed this myself. I met an older woman at a pool who had heavy legs. I mentioned to her that her swelling may have been from a lymphatic system problem and explained lipedema. She said she was always told she was fat and her upper body was relatively thin. She felt relieved to know there was a name for her condition. And I meet people often who don't know they have a lymphatic problem and that they're swelling. They think they're fat. And again, we can have both. We can have obesity and we can have lipedema. But it all has to do with the lymphatic system. Although first identified in the United States at the Mayo Clinic in 1940, lipedema is barely known here in the United States. Any swelling or buildup of fluid has to do with a compromised lymphatic system. The lymphatic system must remove fluid from our body. Inflammation can interfere with lymph flow. And remember, inflammation is really, they're saying, is the root cause of most disease. So even though we're going to be talking about a study on leukotrienes and LTB4 in a minute, which causes or plays a role in inflammation, it really is every disease. And surgery can play a large role. I've met a few women who have lipedema who have had surgery in their abdomen, pelvis, or legs prior to swelling. So again, when we have surgery, we actually fill with fibrin, and that fibrin can further congest us. And this is why we have to understand the cisterna chyli. The cisterna chyli are three lymph vessels that go into the thoracic duct, your main lymphatic vessel. The cisterna chyli drains the lower body, meaning everything in your lower body from about your navel to your rib cage must flow through these three vessels. And these three vessels flow into the thoracic duct, which is your major lymph vessel. But think about it, when we have a freeway, when we have three lanes going into one, what do we always get? We get congestion. So we have to understand the cisterna chyli. This is an area that if we want to help the lower body, we have to be able to open up these three vessels. So when congested in the cisterna chyli, some clients have soreness under the base of their ribs, right below the sternum, right in the center of their body. Often you can even see a little puffiness or swelling in this area. Think of the lymphatic system as a tiny plumbing system that must reabsorb immune cells, fats, fluid, and cellular waste from the body. Now, having said that, here is an important study on lymphedema that says, you know, is more than a plumbing problem. An ongoing study led by scientists at the Stanford University School of Medicine has found that the buildup of lymph fluid is actually an inflammatory response within the tissue of the skin, not merely a plumbing problem within the lymphatic system. Now, this study is more on lymphedema, but to me it applies to lipedema, in my opinion. Working in the lab, scientists discovered that a naturally occurring inflammatory substance known as leukotriene B4, LTB4, is elevated in both animal models of lymphedema and in humans with the disease. When LTB4 is elevated, it causes tissue inflammation and impaired lymphatic function. So as inflammation builds in a tissue, the area becomes more acidic. And research has shown that cells aggressively clump, your own cells will aggressively clump when they're in an acidic environment, which further limits circulation in the tissues. So reducing inflammation and swelling begins with balancing the internal body. And when we balance the internal body, we improve lymph flow. When you're acidic, your body constricts, your cells constrict, and that limits circulation. The importance of knowing if you are acidic in balance or alkaline is paramount to helping any swelling in the body, whether it's lymphedema, lipedema, or swelling from an injury. You can check pH with pH test strips. I'm not going to go into that today, but we all need to know if we are acidic or alkaline. If you need more information on this, contact me, and I'll explain how you can check your pH. When your inner tissues are in balance or slightly alkaline, your tissues relax and gives up waste more easily. So the idea of balancing the body is real science that everyone, especially those with swelling, need to understand to reduce swelling and improve their overall health. Because most people with lipedema, lymphedema, have more than just swelling problems. They have digestive problems, they have skin problems. And they have anxiety and depression often. And this is all due to the buildup of cellular waste because the lymphatic system is not working. The next step is reducing the buildup of cellular waste from the tissues. Before I tell you how to help cellular waste and get it out of the tissues, let me tell you how I can help clients get their life back. In my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, I use work I developed called LymphPractic. It's a whole body tune-up using the lymphatic system to, again, reduce inflammation in the body. And when we do this over a few sessions, we build your immune response. It makes you deeply relax in your body and mind, and it improves detoxification. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. I guarantee it will make a difference in your life from the first time we speak. So what can you do to help reduce inflammation to help lipedema? A growing number of women claim to have succeeded in reversing lipedema through elimination diets, low-impact exercise, and an herbal protocol that addresses inflammation of the legs rather than edema of the legs. This group claims to eliminate inflammatory pain in the legs by changing food choices. And that's so important to understand how, you know, what you're eating makes a difference. If you're eating a lot of bread, that's going to, you know, congest you. So we have to understand how diet, you know, understanding which foods are acid alkaline forming in the body play a large role in helping to reduce your swelling. You can get an acid alkaline food chart on my OsipinskiHealthAcademy.com, bottom of the homepage. You can also get there with HealthyLymphSystem.com. So we have to start to limit processed foods. It really is an elimination diet. Get rid of grains, red meat, a lot of processed foods that you may be eating. Stop eating grains for a week or two, and then have it, and you'll feel your body congest and tighten immediately. Look at what foods you're eating. Is it mostly acid or alkaline? And that's why you need that acid alkaline food chart right on your refrigerator so you can see what you're eating. And really, we need to eat more of a Mediterranean diet. You hear about this all the time. And we need to add the understanding of acid and alkaline foods. So we need to eat more vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, potatoes, herbs, spices, fish, and, again, extra virgin olive oil. And we eat, again, other meats and poultry and cheeses rarely. I believe in intermittent pH balancing, meaning instead of, you know, intermittent fasting where we don't eat for a period of time, I believe this makes you acidic, you intermittent pH balancing, meaning we eat less and eating, we eat mostly alkaline to help balance our pH. This is something that we don't think about. So understanding intermittent pH balance is important. So especially doing it weekly on 3 to 4 consecutive days. When we eat healthy for a day and then go back to our diet and then eat healthy for a day, it's not the same as when we eat consistently for 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, 2 weeks. It really makes a big difference when we eat healthy for consecutive days. It reduces much more inflammation. So we help balance pH with products that buffer acid in the body, magnesium, potassium, baking soda, but limit baking soda. This can throw off the sodium-potassium pump if you're not taking enough minerals. And a green drink, which is a blend of fruits and vegetables, makes a big difference. Now, I talk about Epsom salt baths, but be careful with them. You definitely don't want, because of the swelling, you don't want to go into a hot bath. I would go into a lukewarm bath. And the first time, going for just a few minutes, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, to see how your body reacts. And if it doesn't react well, don't do it again. But you can also even just soak your hands and your feet, which will also get more magnesium in the body. But Epsom salt baths are a way to get help balance the body. Systemic enzymes are probably the most important thing. Helps break down cellular waste in the body. And this makes a big difference in circulation. When people start taking systemic enzymes, they start to flow lymphatically and improve their circulation. Are you drinking enough water with minerals? Doing daily exercise, light exercise, swimming, rebounding, walking, dancing, yoga, I found is especially useful because when we stretch our body, when we stretch our tissues, the lymph vessels stretch open and reabsorb much better, and we help move lymph flow through the body. Watch contact sports, because I've had a few women with lipedema who were doing kickboxing, karate, and this increases your trauma and can make more fibrin, which can further restrict circulation. Deep breathing, good posture is so important, and lymphatic drainage sessions. You know, we all know about that. Make sure they're, you know, opening you up, and we have to be gentle. And you can also learn to self-drain, which is what you can do at my website, HealthyLymphSystem.com. We have a class that actually teaches people, and most of the people in the class right now have lipedema or swelling. But again, it helps everybody. The goal is to help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation and natural detoxification to reduce inflammation. You could also take products like curcumin and fish oils make a big difference. Next show, I will be explaining how lymphatic system detoxification helps Lyme disease. I hope understanding how to detox your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If I can help you understand how to maintain your lymphatic system, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Check out our life-changing course. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.